What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of our podcast. Today, I'm joined here by the one and only Chad Cobra.
What's up, Jaden? How you doing today?
Doing pretty well. How about yourself?
I really can't complain.
So, Chad, I've been seeing online that baseball is a harder sport than football. As a football player myself, I completely disagree. Right, what's your opinion on this?
I mean, there's multiple factors that we have to consider. Like, both sports have a physical and mental side to the game.
That's true. That's a valid point. I think we got to break it up into different sections. Let's start with the mental part of the game. In football, there's 24 different positions. All of them do very different things. For this conversation, I'm going to focus on the position that I played for 2 years in high school, quarterback. And I think it's the most mental position in football.
How so?
Well, I mean, first, you have to know every single play in your playbook, which, depending on your coach, can range from, like, 20 to 50, depending on your offensive coordinator. And you got to know what every single person is doing on that play. You got to know what routes the receivers are running, what protection to call, what your running back's going to do. And then as a quarterback, you got to be able to read the defense, like what coverage they're in, if they're blitzing, if you have any mismatches. And you got to be able to feel the pocket presence, like when one of your old linemen misses a block and it's behind you. You got to be able to feel that and maneuver.
I see. Well, as a pitcher, that's the position I mainly play. That's probably one of the most mental positions in baseball too, because every pitch I'm about to throw, I have to think about what I want to do with it and how I'm going to throw it, because I have to have confidence in myself to throw it and believe where I want to pitch it. But I also have to believe in my defense, because if I don't believe in my defense, then I could really struggle, and I'd get in my brain like real quick about having to be perfect and like not letting my team work. So yeah. I gotta let them be able to perform as well.
Yeah, well, so that's why I think quarterback is much more mentally challenging, because you have everything you just named, the quarterback does, and way more, like much more.
I mean, but you also forget in baseball, the bases, they're not always cleared. Like, there's sometimes people on it too. So every time, depending on where the runners are, like if there's just a runner on first or first and second, maybe even like second and third, there's different situations or scenarios that happen with runners on. In every position, including pitcher, has to know what they're doing and what they're gonna do when the ball gets hit to them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, we could compare what you just named to defenders blitzing, or as far as situations, like it being third and long or fourth and short. You have to be able to adapt to those situations and maintain composure.
I mean, I feel like every sport kid, that like each player has to deal with stress, and each situation be set stressful in all different sorts of ways. It just depends on how each individual is prepared for it. I remember a scenario when I came in the game to pinch hit, and there was runners in scoring position, and my coach believed in me to tie the game, but I ended up striking out in three pitches and we lost. Damn. And I didn't handle the situation to the best of my ability, and I wasn't locked in.
So you're basically just saying you're trash.
All right.
Nah, I'm just chilling. But you're right, it does depend on each individual. Like, as a football player, I don't think that I'd be able to come into a baseball game and do well. And I also think that you, as a baseball player, would not be able to come into a football game and do well. But I do believe, as an athlete with no experience with football or baseball, I think that it'd be easier to do a lot better in baseball.
I mean, I'd have to disagree, because, man, I could go. I'll go play football with my friends sometimes, just at the park and stuff. And it's pretty easy to throw a football and run routes on all my buddies.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, it can be different when the pads and helmets go on.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think enough about the mental side. I think we should start getting into the physical part of our games.
All right. Well, there's no question that football is more physically demanding. Next question.
I mean, I do get that your body is always getting hit in like different areas and you gotta be prepared. But baseball still has a physical demand as well. Throwing a baseball is not a natural motion. Like, have you ever heard of Tommy John? Like, that is one of the easiest, like, most common things that happens. And if you don't take care of your arm, you're more prone to get it. In each field, and then you also have the field conditions, and each field is different with how it is and how they're played. So you're not always gonna have the best thing, and if you don't properly prepare for it, then you're easily injury prone.
Yeah, you guys play on grass, right? Like it's grass. Yeah,
that means sometimes turf, but not all the time.
Yeah, so we mostly play on grass and on turf, but the turf can vary. So I understand what you're saying with that. But throwing a football is also not a natural motion. Like, in order to be even looked at as a quarterback, you at least have to be like 5'10", weigh at least probably like 165 pounds, about, I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. The more you weigh, the better, because you're always getting crushed by dudes that who are like 100 pounds more than you.
Okay, well, as a baseball player, like, I know quarterbacks have the same throwing motion, but that's only quarterbacks. Like, you still got receivers and running backs.
Yeah.
They're really just like running routes. And I mean, in baseball, you got multiple things. Like, you need to be able to hit the ball. And if you hit the ball, you also got to be able to run. Because just because you hit the ball doesn't mean you're always going to be safe. You also have to be like trying to beat out a ground out or maybe hustle for a double. The same thing goes for baseball. Like, you need to have some type of muscle to be able to have some zip on the ball.
Yeah. Like, if we're talking about other positions as well, like, other positions engage in frequent and forceful collisions, like tackling, blocking, and even being tackled. Like, these high-impact moments, like, they happen on and on and on every single play throughout the game. Every single play, somebody has to get tackled in order for the play to end. In baseball, physical contact is minimal, like, mainly during, like, rare plays where somebody's sliding into a base or there's a collision at home plate. It really doesn't happen that much.
Also, every position in football, they have to have their own requirement too. Not everyone can play the same one position. I mean, in baseball, you still have to be fit. There's really like two or three spots that have an exception, and it really depends on the type of player you are. But everyone still needs to be light on their feet, be able to move, be able to throw, and have a quick mindset to be able to do everything.
Yeah. But from what I've seen, it looks like most of a baseball game is just spent standing, walking, sitting in the dugout. Like, when there's actual intense activity like sprinting, diving, or swinging the bat, it barely happens, and it only happens for a short amount of time. Like, for football, plays last like 5 to 7 seconds with maximum effort, like with sprinting, tackling, or blocking. But these plays are repeated throughout the game, and like in a game there's probably about 300 plays with very short breaks in between.
Mm-hmm, that's true, but like it may seem like that from a point of view outside of the field, but when you're on it, like, there's always something happening every pitch that someone not experienced with the game or like just watching as a spectator like may know nothing is nothing is going on, but really every pitch something small is happening.
Like, you have a job every pitch.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, to my knowledge, there's 9 players in the field, which means every pitch there's a 1 out of 9 chance to get the ball hit to you. And that's even if the ball's hit.
That is very true, but when the ball does get hit, every position has a job to do. Even like if the ball wasn't hit to them, like if the ball's hit somewhere, the first baseman may not actually be included in the play, but they still have like somewhere to go.
They have a job.
They have a job to do.
Yeah, I see that. That's true. I feel like both of our sports have their own difficult things that they have to deal with.
I'd agree. I feel like we should just go both play our sports, enjoy what we do, and still have a great relationship outside of our sports and not argue about it. They're both difficult in their own ways and have different aspects.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Chad, for coming on the podcast with me. I sure had a lot of fun talking with you. Tune in next week for an episode where Chad tries to do football drills and I do baseball drills. We'll see you guys later. Have a good day.
Thank you so much for listening.